Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I always love this show. It's Brock Bucks and the Bird Podcast, hosted by Tarek Brock, my good friend, a brother, a mentor, live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Start of a three-game series in Milwaukee before they embark the Pirates on a four-gamer in Chicago, and then they'll come back home next week. Yours truly, Mark Mancini here, playing co-host, producer, 347-205-9631. You can catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to now, powered by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, man, oh, man, it must be cold in Milwaukee.
Man, I'm doing great. Good morning, everyone. You know, I had a great flight into Milwaukee yesterday after finishing off the series with the Nationals. And we left cold weather in Pittsburgh to even colder weather here in Milwaukee. Had a little snow last night. It's so nice to try to stay warm and get ready for a good game in the Dome tonight against the Brewers. You can, you know, follow me on social media on Instagram and Facebook at TarekBrock. And, you know, let's get into this series that's coming up. It should be really good.
Yeah, and before we get into that, you know, to recap that 3 out of 4 that you guys took against the Nationals, I mean, you know, split Thursday and Friday, and then coming back when your backs were against the wall, you know, yesterday, to pull that game out, that had to be amazing in itself. Because this team now, first time over 500 in a year, and let's keep it this way. But take us through that game yesterday, because it looks like the Nats held you guys scoreless through 6, and then you guys figured out a way to figure them out.
You know, yeah, you know, a rocky, you know, first couple innings, you know, with, you know, Carlos Quintana actually making some adjustments. We made some adjustments defensively, and he just gave us a chance, you know, to get back in the game. So it was a really good job by our coaching staff on the pitching side with Oscar Morin, Radley Hadley, and Justin Message to get up there. And then a kudos to our position players of just hanging in there. You know, we tried to, you know, push it a little bit, because it was just one of those games that was just, you know, quiet, low energy, just not too much happening. Patrick Corbin just had everything going. He was just, you know, just rolling through. And we were able to just get a couple hits there, get some movement on the bases. And, you know, before you know it, we had some key hits where we had runners on base and, you know, our guys ran the base as well. All series, very aggressive. You know, taking extra 90s, and we were able to, you know, score some runs. Another thing was really big was, you know, ball down the left field line. Josh Bell was on first base. Ben Gamel goes over, gets the ball in real quick, hits the first cutoff man, and before you know it, Diego Castillo throws a strike to Nelly Mout at home plate, which was pretty much the turning point of the game.
Yeah, and outside of the bad second inning, Quintana looked sharp, and when you handed the ball to Will Crow in the fifth inning, this guy came in and dominated once again. I mean, pitching 2-2 scoreless innings, and he's got a clean 0.00 ERA. I mean, that is going to be a big pickup when a guy like that comes in.
You know, it is, you know, sometimes guys get some experience of being a starter and then, you know, go into a reliever role and, you know, be able to take a little bit of that starter mentality, but then also be able to, you know, go to the wild side as a reliever and come in and go lights out, you know, and he's been huge for us. I think he has like 3 outings so far and it's done well, you know, all 3 times, which has been really good for us. And, you know, he's going to be a huge part of anchoring that bullpen down for us. And so that's really huge. So, and then we had Heath Embry, a guy who's been around for a while, who came in, you know, just steady, low pulse, low heart rate, and just comes in and just do his job of, you know, shutting the door, which has been really good. And then David Bednar, Pittsburgh's own, has been huge for us. He was, you know, outstanding for us last year. Is right around the same this year as where he started off last year. You know, was able to get the save. So it was a really good series win for us. It was a lot of good spots for us. You know, Jack Mariznick pitched in with the hit yesterday. So it's been really good. And we did that, you know, yesterday without our two main guys of Brian Reynolds and Ke'Bryan Hayes. You know, both had the Sunday afternoon off.
No, and when you look at this team, you know, I think the difference from last year to this year, when you look at it, even with the newcomers in there, nothing to take away from the guys that have left, but this team, they'll fight you till the end. They're not giving up, and if they fall behind, it just seems like they're going to, you know, scrape and claw to get there, and it showed me in this series. You know, they better take the Pittsburgh Pirates seriously, even 9 games into the season right now. It's a long year. We've talked about it before. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. But I got a feeling this team is something special in 2022.
You know, it is. It's a different feeling, you know, in the clubhouse. You know, the guys are going out, you know, playing to win, and not like they did last year. But you just playing, you know, to win. So there's an excitement there. You know, guys got an opportunity to establish themselves as, you know, everyday major leaguers or, you know, everyday, you know, role out of the bullpen, which is really good. And, you know, I believed in, we talked about this before, is that our youth will serve us well, you know, coming off of an extended offseason and an abbreviated spring training. And so the coolest thing is that, you know, we're starting out in our division in which we finished last year out in our division playing teams and playing like seesaw games and things like that, which was really good. And so we have guys here that experienced that last year to where we, you know, we go back and forth and we couldn't pull it out where this year, you know, we're pulling it out, so it says a lot.
Yeah, and you got big two major improvements in that bullpen with Contreras and Yajur. These guys are something to really solidify that back end of the bullpen, too. So that's got to be a key component moving forward, too.
You know, here's a really cool thing. You know, we got a couple starters from last year that's in the bullpen. And, you know, their mindsets have to, you know, adjust and change a little bit. And they've been able to do a good job with that. And also because they were starters last year, they're able to go multiple innings out there, which is really good. I mean, you need that in this day and age. So, I mean, it's just kudos to, you know, Derek Shelton, our manager, and Ben Charrington, our general manager, of putting together a very flexible roster.
Right. And now you're in Milwaukee, 1-3 with the Brew Crew. Then you go to Chicago. You finally get a day off next Monday where you can relax before the Brew Crew comes back and then the Padres come in. You're going to see these guys up close in the next week, 6 times pretty much. What are you looking for, and how different is this team than you saw last year? You know, it just seems like it's a different team, Milwaukee. They got a great bullpen, too. They've added some bats. What are you looking for in this series?
Man, this series, again, the biggest thing starting off is dealing with the law firm, I call them, you know, which is Burns, Woodruff, and Peralta. It sounds like a law firm in Miami. But the biggest thing is just, you know, getting those starters out of the game. You know, not letting them go, you know, 6 innings, even though it's early, you know, 5 innings, just trying to get those guys, you know, out the game, make them labor, make them throw strikes, and then actually get them out of the game and be able to get into the bullpen as quickly as we can. Offensively or defensively, again, our pitchers just continue to, you know, attack the zone, throw strikes, rely on the defense. And then, you know, it's going to be, you know, Don Kelly and myself doing everything we can to put our guys in the right position, you know, to defend the baseball. And then on the bases, we're going to have to continue to be, you know, aggressive, look for ways to take extra 90s, third ball reads, you know, tagging up on balls, and then just having good energies around the bases. And that's going to be it. And then also surviving the weather, even though we're inside the dome, it's cold. It's actually snowing right now. It's cold. So being able to navigate, you know, all three phases of the game and a little bit of the elements, you know, prior to, it's going to be a cool thing.
You know, crazy, because we were talking in the pre-talk here about last year when we were doing this, and you guys had made those treks through Detroit and Minnesota, and now, you know, in late April, we're talking about snow in Milwaukee. How crazy is that, and is there a disadvantage? I mean, you're in a stadium, I know that, where you got a roof over there, but imagine some of these games outside. I mean, we had a postponement in Kansas City yesterday with the Tigers and Royals, but how crazy is that with the weather in the Midwest and the East just wrecking havoc where, you know, some of these guys are enjoying some sunshine in your hometown?
You know, it is funny. You know, you watch the games like last night, Sunday Night Baseball, you know, you're watching the Padres play and you go like, man, that's kind of cool right there. And we struggled in, you know, low 40s yesterday. And, you know, I look outside right now and it's snowing pretty good. So, you know, we know we're going to play because it's indoors, but it's still cold. It's still cold. But that's the part of being, you know, on the East Coast and playing in the Central. You know, the weather is always unpredictable. It could be 72 one day and 46 the next. And then there's always a breeze, too. But it's just where we are. Both teams have to play in the condition, and a team that is able to block it out and perform, you know, gives himself a chance to pull out a W.
Yeah, and at least the road trip ain't too bad. I mean, you go from Milwaukee to Chicago. Is that a flight you guys usually do, or is it like a bus ride?
It's a bus ride. It would take more time, you know, to fly. Like, you would have to drive, go to the airport, load everything up,
right,
you know, take the flight, and pretty much the drive in is longer than the flight in this
exactly.
One. So, you know, it's pretty cool. It gives us more time to, you know, to bond, you know, while we drive. And it just makes for a good thing for, you know, both the players and the staff. And then it also reminds you of where you came from, where, you know, a lot of us spent time in the minor league. So, you know, it's a reminder of, hey, remember when you used to ride the bus? Yes. Don't want to go back to that.
Right. And you talk about it. I just saw a clip yesterday on I think it was the MLB Network or one of those, about the Savannah Bananas, man. I said to myself, if I ever get to Savannah, Georgia, I'm going to have to look at that minor league team down there. That is absolutely crazy. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, you know, I saw, you know, how they went through. It was like a special that they did on them, and how they you know, they geared everything around their community, you know, the events that they have at the stadium, you know. And so I think it was really cool. I think Magic Johnson was a part of, you know, helping that group, you know, you know, get financing and do things like that, which is great. And you know, minor league baseball is really cool because it's really community based, and you know, those cities really, you know, house young ball players, be able to help them, you know, save a little bit of money, not overextend themselves. At least, you know, that's how it used to be. You know, now with minor league or major league baseball, paying for housing is a huge relief. But those cities, you know, did a really good job of taking care of their players.
No doubt. And as we wrap this thing up, I appreciate your time as always. I know we're going to do it again Friday from Chicago early. And, you know, let everybody know where they can get a hold of you before you get out to the Deer District and get some coffee and head out to the park.
Hopefully there's a little pause in the snow, but you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at TARRIK, you know, BROCK, SR. Man, it's just going to be really cool. Try and document some really cool things. You know, just been, you know, behind the computer, you know, researching, you know, Milwaukee the last couple of days. I haven't had anything on there. But this is a really cool, fun journey. And then be able to, you know, discuss it with you on Mondays and Fridays. So this is the Midwest Swing right now.
Yeah, I do appreciate it. I go back and forth, the XM guys and some of these other shows, and I keep telling these guys, acknowledge Pittsburgh. They're going to have the championship belt around their waist. So I've got it covered on this side of the coast. You've got it covered in the Midwest. Take care of that brew crew. And then on to Chicago, the second of four with those guys. I'll talk to you on Friday. So blessed to do this with you each and every week, my friend.
Man, thank you so much. We'll go out and do what we can. You know, tonight, the next following nights, it's good to play another night game. You know, have an extended morning before heading over to the ballpark, man, and just really having a good time here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and I'll try not to send you anything in between about how good the weather is in Los Angeles right now. For Tarik Brock, yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying thank you very much for tuning in tonight. And we'll touch bases with you Friday from Chicago. Have a blessed one, guys. Thank you.